Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Jakari Jackson reporting for InfoWars.com. We're in Marietta, California, myself and the rest of the InfoWars crew. And the interesting thing is this is about, I guess, 80 to 100 miles above the border. So you have this facility here, but they're not even so much checking for illegal immigration. They're bringing the illegal immigrants here to be processed. And we've been out here all day. And the whole time we've been out here, we've encountered one person who is pro-amnesty, a sweet little old lady who was just, you know, I guess slightly misguided. So we'll show you what she had to say earlier today. Then we'll go over here and talk to these people who are against their country being overrun and their tax dollars spent housing illegal immigrants.
We have, what's your name?
Georgia Johnson.
All right, and tell me why it is you're out here. What are you out here in support of?
I'm in support of treating the people that are coming across the border from the horrible situations that they're coming from. I think we should treat them humanely, treat them like the human beings that they are, and show them that our country has compassion.
All right, sir, are you a resident of this county?
I am, city of Murrieta, county of Riverside, yes.
No, I'm actually from Oceanside.
Okay, and how far is that?
Probably about an hour and a half away.
Hour and a half away. What's the biggest crowd you've seen out here so far?
Probably 200 to 250 anti-Obama illegal immigration.
Right.
And then maybe 45 or 50 pro.
But we still have people in America who aren't getting taken care of. Vets are homeless. They don't get a place to stay. You know, we're turning these military bases into holding facilities for these children. And I understand, you know, you want to help the kids. That's fine. But at the same time, we have people here in America that need help. You know, imagine getting on a boat that says you can only hold 10 people and then you put 20 on there. What's going to happen? It's going to sink.
No. This country is the wealthiest country in the world. There's no reason for us to let anybody sink.
So what do you think about the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, saying that the people like you who have your viewpoint are pretty much a minority in this community?
I believe he's completely wrong. I mean, Jay Johnson can't even answer questions. I think he should be more focused on being able to answer reporters' questions than what other Americans' viewpoints are.
Yeah, he's completely out of touch. He's in Washington, D.C., probably behind a real high fence with security guards and doesn't associate with a common man like me or the residents here in the city of Murrieta. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's evident what he says doesn't match what's going on.
But there's a right way and there's a wrong way to go about the immigration process. You don't think this is wrong in any way? You know, there's a lot of people who spend money, who take the tests to go through that process. And, you know, you've got to understand that side of you as well, though. It's kind of a spit in the face of them for going through the process the right way. Meanwhile, these kids get shipped over and they're just given everything right off the bat. Like I said, there's veterans who don't get health care at all whatsoever, but these kids are being given everything.
What are they being given?
What are the kids being given? Shelter, food, amnesty. They're being dropped off in different places. I mean, they're as far as New York now.
Amnesty? They have to report to a court. They have to.
90% of them don't even show up, and this is recorded by the courts.
I have not heard that.
My wife actually just came across from Singapore. She's a quadriplegic. She has a broken neck. She just became a legal migrant actually a week ago, and she's completely outraged. She can't believe this is happening.
All right, miss, can you tell me what your name is and what brought you out here today?
My name is Rina Raman, and what brought me out here was actually the whole thing with the amnesty for illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm an immigrant. I just became a U.S. citizen about a week and a half ago, and I don't have any problems with immigration, except that if it's illegal, I don't think that we should be supporting it. So that's my main beef. I mean, it took me about 15 years to become a citizen, but I did it the legal way.
Yes.
And a lot of money, too. So why are we doing this for people who are already breaking the law?
Mm-hmm.
And why is the administration actually encouraging this? It just seems like undermining.
You can see that full report at Infowars.com with Jakari Jackson. We'll come right back with him.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for Infowars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted Made in 1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're now well into the third hour. Jakari Jackson's reporting from Marietta, California. And there's going to probably be some fireworks tonight or tomorrow because the sheriff has said that not just Homeland Security, the Department of Insecurity, the Department of Illegal Immigrant Importation, has said anybody tries to block these buses, busing these illegals in, where they're then released and dumped off, will be arrested. And the folks are looking forward to that. This is just pure madness. Then we've got a guest coming up dealing with the fact that in Canada and in Ireland and in all over the place, they're finding giant caches of dead Native American babies, dead Irish babies. And this is in AFP, it's in RT, it's in some of the Canadian papers, but not getting a lot of attention. I interviewed the guest that's coming up probably 6-7 years ago before this even broke in the news, and they were exposing it. Now they just, like, dug into a tunnel, literally and figuratively,
and just found catacombs, basically. And the kids are being deliberately killed. And you notice it's white kids, it's native kids, it's children. You're 7 to 8 times more likely to be abused in the foster care system worldwide. It's the same number in Russia as the U.S. You can look up the Justice Department's own numbers. They've had the Time magazine did a report that told the truth. I couldn't believe it, called The Shame of Foster Care. But their solution was giving more money to it, which then, I mean, that's putting fire on a fire. It's putting logs on a fire, gasoline on a fire, fuel on a fire. The system is fundamentally infested with mercenaries, people that don't care, and perverts. It's the only place you can go to really abuse children and get away with it long term. Every major child system from the state of Texas and its commission they've founded to try to cover it up, the Texas Youth Commission and all of its corruption, to just anywhere you look, it's hell level. And nobody's going to cry for those kids if when they're having radiation tested on them or pesticides or just being strangled or being snuffed in a snuff film or being gutted for their organs when they're taken into the facility and put under and then have all their organs taken. And that's in the news today as well. We'll be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. Because Americans and others only get upset when the media says, get upset for these poor Latin American babies who happen to be 14 or almost voting age. It's for the children. Let them all in. But if it's a Ukrainian child being taken to have their organs harvested by NATO, who runs most of the narcotics and white slavery out of Europe, with the UN, they've been caught literally hundreds of times, nobody's going to care. And nobody's going to care when they grab your kid out of the backyard and take him for harvesting either. Because Homeland Security runs the whole show worldwide. They're going to make sure that good people who are compartmentalized can never help your daughter or son, because the whole system's built so the evil ones have omnipresent surveillance to carry out total crime, because they like to do it, and they're going to do it. And you're going to thank them, because you want to end up like those 53 million babies that were aborted. Because subconsciously, you know you committed a crime, all of us committed a crime against humanity, and so you want to be hurt. And you're going to be hurt. They're going to be torn limb from limb like those children. You're going to be chopped up and thrown in a dumpster. Collectively. Very slowly, though. Much more painfully. And no one's going to come to your aid, and no one's going to say you're human. Let's go back to Jakari Jackson. Jakari Jackson, you're there on the border in Marietta. Give us the waterfront, what you've witnessed in the 2 days you've been there.
Yes, we've been here for a few days. We've talked about the people, the report you just played, but we have some potentially breaking news, Alex. We were just told by some of the people out here, the protesters, that the police are now asking the property owners of this, I guess this facility over here, to move the people off of the property line. So you can see the people packing up a little bit over here to the far side. And so I guess they just don't want the people here. And that's one of the gentlemen just came over to us and said, one of the protesters, he said, we're not exactly sure where the property line is. So we'll work to try to figure that out as it
goes. Yeah, it's total bull. Obviously, there's right of way always under state and federal law. I would imagine it's probably 10 feet. And you can probably see where that company's fence is. Who is it again?
I can't see the name of the company from where we are at the moment, but the whole time we've been here, we've seen police driving in and out. I seriously doubt we can hit on the iPhone, but I can see a patrol unit down there, probably some type of SUV and some officers chatting down there, and maybe those are the guys who...
Well, let's walk over there. Let's walk over there. And I mean, is that a warehouse, or what is that?
I think that is some type of warehouse or processing facility. They have a lot of those material trailers out here.
Well, what they've done is they've put orange cones up around the right-of-way and around the area you could use. So it's all just more playing games. Next, they'll tell everybody to move off the other side if people put up with that. We had the police in Virginia tell us we couldn't be on the sidewalk in front of Bilderberger. They'd arrest us. And I just said, go ahead and arrest me.
Yeah. Well, we've got some cars coming, but I want to show. We'll try to get down here in 1 second once these cars pass. Well, there are some yellow barricades down this way, and those weren't there yesterday. So we'll try to show all that here in just one second.
Well, yeah, I mean, they want to commit their crimes, shipping in all these illegals to be put directly on the Democratic Party's giant floppy trough.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just unbelievable. I think Hillary Clinton ought to go down there herself and literally suckle all the children.
Right. So, Alex, the first day we came down here, there was a news van and some other people down here, but I want to show, as we approach up here, the yellow barricades down here. These weren't here yesterday.
Hey, Jakari, so, let me ask you a question on the side issue before you get down there.
Yeah.
We're doing a great job, by the way. That report we just heard was very powerful. It's up on InfoWars.com. We're 20-1 demonstrators against the open borders versus one pro-illegal person. Just amazing. If you'd watch the media, you would think it was the opposite.
Right.
But does Michelle Obama look normal to you?
I haven't seen her lately. Was there some new photo or a video of her?
Well, did you hear about Joan Rivers saying that she thinks she's a transvestite?
Oh, I've heard that. I'm not really one. I don't want to find out either. I want to do an investigation. Don't send me to the White House on that one. I'll sit that one out.
But, you don't want to investigate Michael Obama?
I'll pass on that. That's
what about Bradley Manning? What's Bradley Manning's new name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yeah. And that was quite a shock to me, but I don't want to.
I think Chelsea's actually pretty good looking. Can we put Chelsea up on screen? No. I'm going to stop joking right there. Hey, seriously, Jakari.
Yeah.
We figured out who Michelle really is.
Oh, who is she?
Merman from the Legion of Doom.
Wow, you do that. What's that guy's name? The intro guy, the narrator for Super Friends.
You know, no one's heard me do my Ted Knight voice.
Yeah, come on, give us one. Give us one.
Aquaman summoned three giant whales. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, the Super Friends are meeting with Spider-Man, Batman, and Aquaman.
All right, and that's why I am an authority. It's her.
Yes.
There it is, Michelle Obama. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's from He-Man. Merman is from He-Man. I'm totally wrong.
Yeah, and Spider-Man's not in the DC universe. Well, I'll let that one slide, Alex. But is that the interview where Joan Rivers walked out of CNN? I saw that headline somewhere.
Yeah. Now being interviewed about that, she walked out.
Okay.
Of course, I think Joan Rivers may be a robot.
Well, she does look like she had a few augmentations over the years.
You know, the reason I say Merman from the He-Man Castle of Grayskull, I Have the Power universe looks like Michelle. And I conflated it with, there's a bad guy at the Legion of Doom as
he's
well.
Black Manta?
Yeah,
he's
Black Manta.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, Merman looks just like her.
Well, maybe. Well, Black Manta wears the helmet, so you can't really see what he looks like. But maybe Merman. It's been a while since I've seen He-Man. I'll have to check that out when we get back to the hotel.
Well, can you say by the power of Grayskull?
By the power of Grayskull,
listen, that's
Joan
a good
Rivers
voice.
Walks out of the CNN interview.
Man, Jakar, your voice sounds good.
Oh, thank you.
Can you say this is CNN?
This is CNN. Well, you do James better than I do.
This is CNN.
My voice is so shot now, I can't even. I used to do it perfectly.
Well, everybody likes saying like Starscream and Cobra Commander.
What do you mean?
I can't. It's hard for me to hear a voice and mimic
Cobra
because people. People ask me all the time to do.
Oh dear!
And I can't do a good Alex Jones impression. I sound like I just smoke like 20 packs of cigarettes.
Anyways, Jakari. No, it's true. I smoke 20 packs of cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm joking.
No, you don't smoke. You blew out your voice yelling. That's how Alex lost his voice. Because we were watching that while you were on vacation. We were running all those retrospectives, and we were like, man, Alex sounds completely different person. You know, but that was before years of. Which one of you is the federal informant? Which one of you is the federal informant? And all the great
stuff. Hey, I think a cop's coming up behind you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to step in the street, but maybe I can grab his attention.
Hold on. Skip the network break. Skip the network break. I apologize, folks, for being too lighthearted.
I'm a citizen in distress here. Let me see if I can get this guy's attention.
Yeah, ask him if he's going to investigate.
Hello, sir. Sir, or miss. I'm sorry, miss. I didn't mean to be rude. We've heard reports that you're asking the people to step off the property. Is that true?
I can't give any information right now. I got to go work on some other stuff.
Okay. Well, if I can ask you an unrelated question to this, what kind of firearms do you have in there? Those are some pretty sweet shots.
I have a rifle and a shotgun.
Rifle, yeah. Those are pretty sweet, pretty tactical.
Yeah.
Get a shot of that. Okay.
So, all right, sir. I'll be back in a little bit.
Okay. Now, let me ask, do you have any concerns about the people out here? Are you going to bring any riot police or any people to try to control the crowds if there's another crowd blocking the streets?
I can't answer that question, but you can contact our Lieutenant John Flavin. He's our PIO, and you can ask him that question.
Okay. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
All right. The police here are so nice. You know, it's not like some places I've been and you got to fight with everybody.
Well, Jakar, you also come off as the All-American.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everybody's nice to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're probably not nice to you because you yell at them now.
You're going
to
be the new star of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. This is pretty much the thing. Like we asked her, you know, if it was true that they're asking the people to step off the property, like we haven't had a chance to, you know, get over to where the main people are and talk to them personally. But we do see in the distance people kind of packing up and moving off, I guess, the property line, possibly. We haven't had a chance to really look into that because we've been live on air.
Meanwhile, Aquaman battles the serpent.
I like, you know, Aquaman's kind of coming up in the years, you know, but he's still one of the weirdest superheroes out there, I guess.
I can't do it as good as Ted Knight, though. That's the guy from Caddyshack. He also does the voice on there.
Is that Spalding? Is that the same guy or is that a different guy?
Meanwhile, Lex Luthor in his underground base.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit of comic relief. I don't know why I'm being so catty and goofy today. I apologize. Getting serious here, and I'm about to get serious, yeah. Jakari. Anything else you'd like to add reporting from Southern California?
We're expecting to see the big crowds, or at least the crew, as I have to get back tomorrow on the plane because I have some family coming into town. But we'll have.
Okay, you have your long scheduled vacation.
Well, that's not my official vacation. My dad's coming in town for a family reunion, and so he has to. I have to get there and meet him, but my actual vacation will be later on this month.
Ah.
And I am very much looking forward to that.
So you didn't tell me you don't know where you're going yet.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to do a staycation. So, I mean, I'll be in and around the Texas area, maybe go visit my my siblings in that D city I'm not exactly fond of, but I love the people there, just not too fond of the city, and do some other things as well.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to be vacationing in Dallas.
No.
That is classic. Oh, my.
I didn't say I was vacationing. I said I would go visit.
Jakari really doesn't like Dallas, folks.
I'm sure many fine people there. It's just not exactly for me.
I hear you.
Yeah, you're from Dallas. You got in fights all the time in Dallas. You know what's going on down there.
Yes, I was totally over in Austin.
How many fights did you got into in Dallas, Alex?
None.
No.
It's all lies, Jakari.
No, Alex is...
I had a completely uneventful life. In fact, this radio show is not happening.
Like this morning? What are you talking about uneventful?
Nothing is... Actually, today's been pretty eventful. But but nothing is going on. There's nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along.
Okay, that's the story. I'm sure the mainstream will have a different spin on that, but all right.
By the way, what do you think is going to happen tonight when Lord Obama... visits with the Grand Dragon of La Raza and Mecha, Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't know if they're going to hang out and watch Machete or, you know, what exactly the plans are. And also heard either Rick Perry invited him or Obama invited Rick Perry to have some type of meeting to talk about the situation they expect to happen in Dallas. I've heard reports they want to bring the kids up there to those abandoned schools. But, you know, Robert Rodriguez, I used to like some of his movies back in the day, like Desperado and some of the earlier works. But recent years, he's kind of gotten away from me. But he does have a very nice studio. I saw it in a DVD commentary one time.
Yeah, well, I knew him. Met him a few times and knew his wife. But when I got the bad word, I was out there at his studios. He's basically taking them over at the time. He was just in them out there at the old airport. And I was hanging out with the crew consulting on a movie. And Rodriguez's wife was out there before he divorced her. He just to tell this story. And, she goes, yeah, I've given him all the films, but he doesn't like you because you're not down with the Raza. And that was in 2004. And I didn't know all that about him at the time, and then he just went off the deep end. And in my opinion, Mecha and La Raza are the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. I know you talked to a lot of Hispanic folks out there that said that's how they see it, because that's what it is. It's just it's mainline supported, and he's like a kingpin of that now. I mean, he's like an El Jefe, And that's what he runs here in Texas. So he's kind of hanging up his directors. I mean, what I've heard from insiders is he's even talking about getting out of that. And he's just going to run Democratic Party, White House run, race-based TV shows.
Well, that would make sense why he's hanging out with Obama then, if that's what he's planning to do.
Yeah, I was told this by a director about 2 years ago, and then I was told this by an insider. I'm not going to say any more. I mean, somebody that's like right next to him. And again, this isn't a white versus black versus Hispanic thing.
No.
We were brought by a Hispanic member of the crew who was senior. The machete script, and it was the script. Turned out it was the script. Rodriguez went in the paper and said it wasn't the script when Drudge and the National News picked it up. And then they cut out some of the race war stuff in it because of the protest. But really, us protesting, it probably made the movie bigger. I have nothing against Robert Rodriguez. It's just that he doesn't like me because I'm white. And I happen to know the guy is like a crazy racist.
Alex, let that body. I know you got bigger fish to fry.
But I mean, the guy's made hundreds of millions of dollars in America. He'd get kidnapped and killed down in Mexico. And the fact that he's dabbling with the Mexican mafia and stuff is very dangerous. But what the word I've gotten is his elevator doesn't go all the way to the top now. And, you know, money destroys a lot of people, bro. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is it? They say like 95% of people that win a lottery are either dead in jail or bankrupt in like two years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's when you get that sudden money or that sudden fame, it really gets to people, whether it's, people, I guess, like Rodriguez or anybody else, those lottery winners, because their whole life changes or how people view them change. And it just becomes one big downward spiral for a lot of people.
Well, Quentin Tarantino, I mean, I don't like the Nazis, but they put out that race porn, then they put out, that's the one that's really serious, which is literally just meant to create false histories, exaggerate, open old wounds, in my view. And then it's so funny to Quentin Tarantino, who is, again, just into racial stuff. I mean, I like Pulp Fiction, but still, it's shocking, a lot of the stuff in it. And they almost feel dirty after you watch it. But then after that point, it just becomes race porn, is my view.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I've seen interviews with Tarantino, and he likes using, likes to hit on those racial themes a lot. And I'm not exactly sure, you know, what brought him to that point, but it's a very big deal in pretty much most, if not all of his films. Maybe not so much in, was it Reservoir Dogs? I don't recall it too much, but
no, race isn't an issue in his good films, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's all he does because Hollywood wants that. It's part of the messages you see everywhere.
Oh yeah, they always want you to think about race because you think in the class or I'm being oppressed or this person's doing this to me instead of trying to just grow and achieve in your own right. It's always this person is doing X, Y, Z to me.
They want you to only think in a group. So they can have leaders that control that group. Because if everybody goes off in their own direction, it will organically be a free market of ideas, and everybody will just come together anyways. So in the name of political correctness, it actually creates the division. And they know full well what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can see this all the time because we see it in the media, whether it's the movies we already mentioned or the TV shows or, video games, whatever it might be. It's plenty out there.
Well, Jakari, I know you guys are going to be covering that. Thank you for going out there. I know Biggs and Kit and Owens are going to be staying out there till Friday.
Oh, well, no. Josh is already back, and Kit is going to be pulling a little bit of double duty. He's going to be doing, I guess, some part-time camera work as well as writing. So he needs.
Well, it just shows how little I know. I have no idea what's going on around here.
Well, we try to keep the trains on the track, and thus far I think we've done it so far. So I got confidence in the guys. Just Kit may need a little help on his writing duties, maybe. I don't know.
When are you going to make the jump into hyperspace?
Me? Oh, I'm not a writer. I can't.
No, when are you coming back to Austin?
When I'm getting back to Austin, I'll be leaving tonight, and I'll be back sometime late tonight, early tomorrow morning.
All right, Jakari Jackson, thank you so much for spending time with us out there from Marietta, California, site of just one area where the government has been caught, thanks to Jakari Jackson, Nadan Salazar, John Bowne, the rest of them, in Texas documenting it, and thanks to DrudgeReport.com. Because it might have broken nationally, if just Infowars.com and the show covered it. Drudge gets watched by all the media and is the only talking points outside of Mordor that has any effect. And so the story has now been forced thanks to all of us taking action. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
That is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Thank you, Chuck Heston. That's from Soylent Green, a little piece of Darren McBreen put together. And when you talk about dehumanization, using babies to heat hospitals around the world, teaching us that humans have no value, this is the culture of death. And if you look at the Nazi orphanages, if you look at the Soviet orphanages, the Chinese orphanages, the South Korean, the North Korean orphanages, the African orphanages, the Latin American orphanages, the U.S. orphanages, the Mexican orphanages, it's just literal hell on earth, children being abused in the worst conditions you can imagine. And then if you spank your kid, even though it's not against the law, they take your kid, throw them in one of these things, they're in these foster homes. And I'm not saying all foster parents are bad. It, on average, is better than a big orphanage system, but what you see at places like Penn State is only the tip of the iceberg. And, of course, it came out it was university-wide. He was raping children in broad daylight at noon in the middle of the week in the showers. That's busier than a four-way stop in a major city, you know, a football field house. Because for these sickos, they want to do it out in the open. That's what psychopaths, control freaks, and sadists do. They get off on it being out in the open. Flaunting shutting down our power plants. Flaunting shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Flaunting the 130,000 dead in Mexico, mass graves found everywhere, 99% killed by Mexican-on-Mexican drug cartel stuff, men, women, and children dead. And then Robert Rodriguez shows Don Johnson shooting pregnant Mexican women in the stomach with a rifle, and everybody then blames that on white people. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a Tony Cartolucci article about the reports coming out in Ukraine about harvesting of children's organs. And, you know, about 5 years ago during the whole Gaza thing, I saw reports in major German newspapers about Israeli doctors shooting Palestinian kids and then keeping them alive to take their organs. I didn't believe it. And then it turned out it was true. And then you learn, basically, any war zone this is going on, because it's not the U.S. Army or the Israeli Army or even NATO. You know, the head of Interpol says arm the general public. Probably a good guy. But it's compartments. So when you have a war, it's trillions of no-bid contracts that have been spent in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's the contractors, and I'm not even saying all of them. It's the special contractor groups, the diplomatic immunity, UN teams. And you see this with the UN sex scandals everywhere they go, and little kids being loaded on planes to be flown to Saudi Arabia and Asia. And you learn every government's involved in every major government in snuff films and trafficking. And I mean, it is so hellish that no one can stop it because no one wants to admit it. It's like when the former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney asked the head of the Pentagon, Rumsfeld, this famous video online, I've been Rumsfeld grilled by McKinney, it'll come up. And she says, what do you want to say about the UN and Dine Corps kidnapping little boys and girls and flying them out to secret locations? And he said, well, we put them in the penalty box and find them. And then she pulls up the document. You didn't even find them. You learn DynCorp runs the private CPS in most states. Now, if you're wealthy or middle class and know what to do, you can get the lawyers, get whatever, and stop this. There's private groups, you know, divorces, you name it. The general public doesn't get that. And so the reason I raise all this as a backdrop is this is all going on, but people don't know it. Just like the new numbers are 500,000 people, they believe, are dying of flesh-eating bacteria or drug-resistant bugs in the U.S. alone. It's probably the number one cause of death now. If you add all the numbers together, it's probably more than 500,000. You hardly hear about it, or if you do, it's not an issue. It's killing members of my family left and right. Everybody I know, people are dying. Okay, I mean, it's devastating. You're not going to hear about it. But people think they can't swim because they think great white sharks are going to eat them. I use this analogy 1,000 times. Since Jaws happened, revenue at beach communities in the United States have gone way down since 1972. And they directly know it's because of a movie. It's the same deal. Terrorism isn't real here domestically. It's manufactured. Racism is super rare compared to what they say. There's all this imaginary stuff we're worried about. Well, meanwhile, they're just scooping our kids up everywhere. And in England, it's epidemic where the kids just disappear. Americans that visit England now, I know some of them. They just grab your kids for no reason. They come to the door. Someone said they saw you spank your child in the lobby. We're taking them into custody. We're deporting you. Your kid's name has changed. You never see them. They get dug up as a skeleton at the Royal Palace, literally. Latest headline, powerful elite of at least 20 establishment figures may have been part of pedophile ring that abused children for decades. And see, because the elite are into that, they can burn any of themselves anytime they want. I'm digressing, but I want to explain something. The elite want global control to abuse children. Now, you can believe, David Icke, that they're possessed by blood-drinking aliens. Doesn't matter. They might as well be blood-drinking aliens. You can believe the Bible, they're possessed by demons. If that's not true, doesn't matter. Archetypally, they are demons. It's real no matter what angle you see it. We're faced with an army of pure evil. And I get psyched up and get wild here on air because I realize it. I'm a very sensitive person, folks. And I've intellectually studied them, but I can spiritually feel them. And I don't like having to focus on them. But you know what? We've gotten to this point because we've ignored it. Now, here's some headlines from just this week. An Irish Catholic orphanage hid the bodies of 800 children found buried in a mass grave in a septic tank. And that was really just a state-run institution. And they just call it a Catholic orphanage. I'm not Catholic. I'm not even defending it. But these are like political cutouts. Organ harvesting in Ukraine goes unreported. That's out of Salon, the article on the dead kids. Here's RT, mass baby grave scandal pushes Irish government Catholic Church towards inquiry. And again, folks, they were killing the little children in secret bio test is what's come out. And then putting them into a giant vat of human crap. How satanic is that? Murder the little children with bioweapons, testing them like Dr. Mengele, and then inserting them into a huge septic tank. Almost 800 babies buried in septic tank. There you go, headline. So that's some of it. Now, shifting gears to our next guest, it was almost like 7 years ago. When I saw it, I already heard of him, but then I saw it in the Toronto Star. Some of it was confirmed. I had him on. More has been confirmed since then. I appreciate him coming on during a heavy news day. We pushed him back some. We're going to have him back on again soon. 28 mass graves of Indian children in Canada discovered. Daily Kos picked this up in 2008. It was being reported by the local news channels there. And again, it ties in to the British government yet again. And joining us on the show is Kevin Annette. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's been on before. We appreciate you coming on. ITCCS.org, ITCCS.org. And maybe Nancy Pelosi can come pick some of those kids up and keep them at her house, the little skeletons, because you know, she says she wants to take the illegals with her, but doesn't really take them. It's all talk. And Clinton keeps half the money for the African kids and the Haitian kids for himself to buy jets with, but nobody criticizes him for that. Well, an inquiry is now starting, as folks have been. Sir, thank you so much for your tireless work the last decade to expose this. Tell us the latest and how this ties into what I see as the, whatever's running it, governments are obsessed with annihilating small children.
Yes, Alex. Thanks for turning me on. But it has to do with the second common law trials happening in Brussels. The first one is when we convicted Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, in 2013. The second round of trials has to do with global child trafficking, and the present Pope, Jorge Bergoglio, is named as the primary defendant because he was doing it both in Argentina and today. What we found in the course of 4 years coming forward is there's a thing called the Ninth Circle. It's a sacrificial cult that operates with Catholic Church sanction. It has for actually over two centuries, according to some Vatican documents that have been given to the court. And this rituals, they operate all through Europe and North America with a lot of police and army protection. We have now a links as well to Ireland. The Garda and the Irish police informed us the 800 babies' bodies that you mentioned were actually signs of decapitation and dismemberment, which are classic satanic, sacrificial symptoms. And so, it's all beginning to come together into a global network that's involving, once again, these people fairly high up in the Vatican and the Crown of England.
Well, this is just amazing. And again, today we got short on time. I don't want to shortchange you. I want to reschedule a full hour with you, and you can send us all the exhibits, and I can properly get briefed on all the latest stuff that's happened to do justice to this. It's just that so many times, I remember what you were saying, 8-9 years ago, and then a lot of it came out in the newspapers, and it just gets worse and worse, and you're now saying via your lawsuits and things, you've gotten documents from where? I've never heard of a secret society called the Ninth Circle. I know there's Dante's Inferno, And the Ninth Circle of Hell, but I mean, that is just, I mean, I know there's a lot of cults within organizations. Tell us about the Ninth Circle.
Well, these are referred to not only by witnesses who are participants and, people who have been raised in the cult, but also a document released in the last month to the court. This was from a Vatican insider. The document was in Latin, and it was in the secret archives, the same archives that contain the policy called Crimen Solicitanus, which requires priests to cover up child rape. It was in the same archive, and it makes reference to this Ninth Circle going as far back as the 1700s and definitely tied in to various popes at that time. Now, these have been confirmed by fairly top-level sources within the church who have come forward now because there's a factional struggle breaking out within the Vatican. You've noticed that the present Pope has canceled three speaking engagements and has talked about health concerns. He's probably being forced out as well because Ratzinger is very much still holding the reins of power there, according to these Roman sources. So it's all connected to that. And like any secret society, these things are very well hidden. But the point is insiders are now beginning to speak. And just as in the case that where we proved genocide in Canada, that's now beginning to happen, on a more global level now.
And again, the reason for my research that Satanism keeps popping up in orphanages of every stripe around the world is where do you think Satanists, pedophiles, sickos are going to go? They're going to go where they have institutional protection to engage in these crimes. They start the crimes slow, get the local constabulary to be part of the cover-up. Once they're compromised, it goes full eyes wide shut. And, I mean, look at what's come out with Savelle in England and the Royals. And I remember when you were on, correct my memory, but 2007, 2008, you were bringing up the fact the British royalty, you believe, was tied into this and did make visits to some of these mass grave areas?
We had an eyewitness who saw Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip take 10 children from the Kamloops Indian School in British Columbia in 1964. And these 10 children were never seen again. William Coombs was his name. He was to come to London to testify, but then he died very suddenly in a hospital after apparently receiving a lethal injection. That was in February 2011. But, this is ongoing. We've had six people within our network killed in this manner, Aboriginal people, because they start naming the names of these, very high-up people who come to these places for kids.
Well, I mean, expanding on this, some of this has come out in the Canadian papers, and the mass graves have been dug up at these orphanages, and then they just keep finding more. I mean, that's been in the news, but when you look at all this, what do you think of hundreds of thousands of undocumented kids that won't let congressmen into the facilities and they're being disappeared on buses? I mean, that's illegal under all the child laws anyways, but and a lot of them, they admit, have been mules. From your deep research into this, what do you think? I mean, does it concern you that hundreds of thousands of kids are disappearing into bizarre secret federal networks?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, it's the more and more what we do now that we have these common law courts established where we're adjudicating these matters. You can't rely on any aspect of the system because child trafficking is enormous. It operates in every institution, especially in the so-called child welfare system, as you were mentioning earlier. And so you have to set up a parallel way to investigate and to bring these things to courts that are not controlled by the cabal, which all of these clearly are. I mean, it's been my experience over 20 years now that any aspect of the system you try to work through, you compromise your research because it's immediately shut down. We've had that experience time again in Canada.
Well, all I know is, I mean, if you look at the British papers, this is all coming out there. Satanism, killing children, raping them, secret rooms. And one article said 40 members of parliament last week I saw have been implicated, but the police can't get them because it'll bring the whole government down because they're obviously involved. You know what I want to do? I want to apologize that I got you on late, your Skype's bad. I want to have Nico set you up this week or next week for a full hour, but I want you to send us all the exhibits like we did 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I want to put all those on for people so we can really document this, because this is some pretty sensational stuff, and I want to document it for everybody. ITCCS.org. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
are shattered by the sun. I walk the road, the rises change, the tournament's begun.
I've learned one thing. At the bottom of this global conspiracy is Satan. Only way to describe it. An anti-innocence, anti-child, anti-beauty. And he is the god of this world. And it's very seductive. And those that are seduced by the dark side just become more and more twisted. Until nothing will satiate them but hurting the innocent. And they are our enemy.
The keeper of the city keys put shutters on the dream.
This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their big specials and deals and to support our broadcast. They have a lot of other great preparedness items, water filtration, high-quality seeds, you name it. That's why you'll notice we sell the same brands as they do. It's about the same price because they're just so good. We only carry the best stuff as well. That's where I get my storable food, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or we also sell their food for the same price, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're also a distributor for MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. With all the things going on, you're insane, in my view, if you don't have high-quality storable food. And if you can put in a late summer garden, fall gardens. We have the best non-GMO spectrum of seeds available at InfoWarsStore.com and the InfoWars Seed Center. And all of your purchases support the broadcast and what we're doing here. So I want to thank all of you. We have a bunch of discounts going on the Made in America belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, belt buckles, and more at InfoWarsStore.com in the MadeIn1776.com subsection. So, again, go to maiden1776.com. That'll take you right to the subsection with the Made in America apparel and belt buckles for men and women and more. Or just go to InfoWarsStore.com to find the whole shop. And we fund ourselves the old-fashioned way. We don't get taxpayer money. We're just funded by high-quality products that you decide to purchase. I want to thank you all. Briefly here in closing, before I do a bit of overdrive and hit some other news, I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. Keep spreading the word about those. Remember, truth is stranger than fiction. Please pray for this broadcast. Pray for peace and enlightenment and awakening. And also tell your friends and family about the transmission and support those local radio sponsors. And lastly, I forgot to take it this morning. I'm going to take a double dose of the new Super X2 Survival Nascent Iodine, the only deep earth crystal source out there, the purest iodine out there, period, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And quite frankly, it has been completely life-changing for me. Just regular iodine did a lot of amazing things. So I started researching it and found the best out there. We then went to the next level from our regular survival shield that's still available and great for kids. It's not as strong. Consult your healthcare provider before using it. This stuff, this pure crystals, go check out the science, the videos, all the information, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the super male vitality, the super female vitality. You notice each batch you get tastes a little different. This is cold-pressed super herbs concentrated, and so it's like vintages. We've got a little bit of the lung cleanse left, the silver bullet left. That's both about to sell out for a while, maybe months till we get more. Because the highest quality we use is hard to keep in. Try it. You'll be funding the operation bare minimum. And then I believe you'll be hooked because it's so good. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of of independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.